I got my job at Job Corps in 1973 when I was living in Cincinnati and 5 months behind on the rent. How a 25-hour-a-week job at minimum wage was going to solve my financial problems eludes me right now, but life wasn't so reality-based back then. Job Corps hired me to supervise its residential center's game room, and by supervise I mean sit around in for 5 hours a night. In that monumental enterprise, I was to replace George Wilson, a 6'8", 225-pound basketball star out of the University of Cincinnati who went on to become a journeyman NBA player for 4 seasons. I arrived my first night, all 150 pounds of me, holding, I kid you not, a copy of the annotated Alice in Wonderland. And from there, it was right through the looking glass. The Job Corps Center was a rundown building in a rundown part of town that was largely deserted after dark. But inside, the game room containing ping pong and pool tables was bright and busy as a bus station. Job number one in the game room was creating an identity for yourself, a sort of resume you could carry into the room with you every night. As soon as George Wilson made his final exit, I recognized the need to submit my resume, quickly. Since I wasn't much of a pool player, I took on every comer at the ping pong table, and beat them all. After that, I didn't bother bringing a book to work. My favorite among the game room crowd was a kid named Kool-Aid, who I beat like a rug at the pool table, not because I was a better player, I absolutely wasn't, but because every time Kool-Aid had a straight shot at the eight ball to end the game, he would call out, "Five rails!" and turn the sure thing into a multi-cushion extravaganza. The eight ball would careen wildly around the table and invariably settle into a gimme for Kool-Aid's grateful opponent, by which, of course, I mean me. Needless to say, Kool-Aid's winning percentage was downright anemic, while mine was far healthier than my talent warranted. Kool-Aid took it all in stride, though, because those rare occasions when he did sink a five-rail shot more than made up for all the misses that paved the way for certain defeat. The victory for Kool-Aid was in the trying. I don't know how it all worked out for Kool-Aid in the end, but my guess is he never stopped calling five rails. I've sometimes wondered why Job Corps didn't include in its vocational training a lesson on how to take the straight shot when it's just sitting there. Then again, Kool-Aid still makes me smile after 35 years. That, it seems to me, is something of an accomplishment in itself.